Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
To give you an update on what's happening at the Hall of Fame Village. We do it a couple of times a month. It is our view from the village, and so many things happening over there. It's hard to keep up, but we're going to do it, and we're going to provide it to you here. And on our WHBC Newsline this morning, we have the Vice President of Marketing, John Rozak. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you. Maybe our listeners have heard from you. So maybe give them a little bit of background about yourself before we get into all the other good stuff.
Well, I'm a recent addition to the Hall of Fame Village. I'm happy to be here. I brought my wife and my daughter and my expecting son in the next coming days. We are originally from Colorado area. I have 20 years in the sports industry and working with various teams in the West Coast and looking to bring my experience and expertise to the village and help us grow an exciting time in the future here.
You are right about it being an exciting time. There's just so much good stuff going on, and obviously that's exactly why we like to have you on. So let's talk about some upcoming events. The Hall of Fame Village is going to host its own trunk or treat. Is that right?
That's correct. Next Thursday the 20th at 6 to 8 p.m. This is the first event of our fall programming schedule that we're putting together to kick off the campus and highlight some of the new things that we are building there. Obviously, as you can see, the construction continues to grow. It seems like overnight new things pop up. We're hosting this trunk or treat in our Play Action Plaza, and it'll run from 6 to 8, like I mentioned. We're having a costume contest, your typical things that go with the trunk or treat, but we're looking to elevate that with offering buy one, get one free rides on our forward pass, which is the new zip line attraction there. We also have our new, we call it our red zone, but it is our Ferris wheel that will be going in the next month or so here. So a lot of things going on. We have a DJ there, food trucks, basically everything you want in a party.
Yeah, and you know, the red zone, the Ferris wheel, this is something that so many people have been waiting for. The giant wheel, when's it going to appear? And you know, and when I talk with Ann Graffis, and she was mentioning, you know, they had to fix some things. I mean, the wheel's been around for a while, so they had to get that all taken care of. And I would imagine that people are pretty excited to be able to see that giant wheel pop up over there.
Right, it's an observation wheel. You know, it's a little bit different, I guess, than as I learn more about the Ferris wheel versus observation decks and wheels. But it'll give you a bird's eye view of the whole campus. You know, and it's something that the IX Center had, and it's nostalgic in the northeastern Ohio area. And we're happy to be able to refurbish it and bring it here. We know that that'll draw a lot of people that they're interested to bring back memories that they had maybe as a child or as an adult. And I think it's a fun for the whole family, basically. And that's what we're trying to build the village. And in conjunction with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it is basically a destination where people can go and just experience a full day of activity. And as we grow and we build new properties within our campus, we're looking to do that.
And there are tons of photo opportunities over there too, right?
Absolutely. There's one that's gaining in popularity, it seems, every day. It's the largest, I found out, largest man-made waterfall in Ohio. A lot of people are coming there to take pictures for proms, wedding photos, engagement photos, you name it. So on the weekends, it's a pretty busy site over there, but it's awesome. It really ties the whole area together, and we're happy to have people that, you know, to incorporate that in their lives.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, you have to drive over there because when you come in the entrance, it's right there. You can't miss it, obviously, and pretty cool stuff. So, well, we welcome you to the area, John. We appreciate you coming on with us this morning. We know that we'll have a chance to talk to you again, I'm sure, and hopefully get to meet you in the near future. But so much happening, and our view from the village is a real important thing to keep the community up to date.
Right, and you can follow us on our social platforms, and you can download our app that'll help you get more information up to date. And then our website, as always, hofvillage.com. We hope to see as many people as we can at Trunk or Treat next week and in the near future.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.